lied because it was the easiest way to get what I wanted.
The local rock group down the street is trying hard to learn their song. Serenade, the weekend squire just came out to mow his lawn.
Another Pleasant Valley Sunday. Charcoal burning everywhere. Rows of houses that are all the same, and no one seems to care. See Mrs. Gray, she's proud today because the roses are in bloom. Mr. Green, he's so serene, he's got a TV in every room. Another Pleasant Valley Sunday, here in status symbol land. Mothers complain about how hard life is, and the kids just don't understand. Creature comfort goes, they only know my soul, and make it hard for me to see. My thoughts all seem to stray to places far away. I need a change of scenery.
'67's release of Pisces, Aquarius, Capricorn, and Jones Limited. That's the Monkees' Pleasant Valley Sunday. Song written by Jerry Goffin and Carole King. Their inspiration for the name of the song was a street named Pleasant Valley Way in West Orange, New Jersey, where they were living at the time. The road follows a valley through several communities among the Watchung Mountains. The lyrics were a social commentary on status symbols, creature comforts, life in suburbia, and keeping up with the Joneses. It became one of the Monkees' most successful singles.
That according to Wikipedia.
But we started things out with some Graham Day and the Forefathers with their song Good Thing off of their LP, The Good Things, which you can get on Damaged Good Records. I actually won the CD a little while back ago, and as I was going through some of my CDs, I says, hey, I haven't played this in a long time. I actually haven't played it on the radio, but there's some good songs, especially Good Things, the first song in the LP. So there you go. Get it. Graham Day and the Forefathers. Some Flesh Tones with Hitsburg, USA off of their Hitsburg Revisited CD from 1999, I think. And some Richard Berry from 1959, which would be 40 years before that, right? I don't know, I can't do my math right now. But we had Have Love, Will Travel. And that's off the Flip label from, again, 1959. Some Screaming Blue Messiahs with Lie Detector. heard a Screaming Blue Messiah song over the weekend, and it reminded me of one of my favorite songs of theirs, which was Lie Detector. I Want to Be a Flintstone is my other favorite song of theirs, but that's a lot more commercially than Lie Detector, which you can find off of the Bikini Red LP, which, believe it or not, I do own. So, there you go. They have a box set with all of their music. Just for right now, it's escaping me what they have. And I wish I knew. Oh, it's Vision and Blues. Yeah, that's what it is.
It does it.
This is Jetty Cat, and you've been taken over. What's up, Strike the Box fans? So yes, I usually spend my days hanging out with my girl group Chiba Nico, which you probably have heard on this show. And, you know, I thought it would be really cool to come in and play for you some songs that are near and dear to my groovy psychedelic heart. So kick back, grab a corner of that carpet, nestle into that beanbag chair, light a stick of Nag Champa if you got it, and get ready to go on a journey.
Crimson and clover.
100 ships a day, lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, "Brandy, a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain, a locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day bringing gifts from far away, but he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, "Brandy, bars close down, Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
But my life, my love and my lady is the sea.
So welcome back. I hope your journey was as fruitful and as prosperous and as psychedelic as mine. The first song you heard was Built for Speed by Chiba Nico, which is by band. And that song is super special because Dave Hummel, my husband, my beautiful, talented husband with the curly hair. It's not really that curly, but at least he has hair. He totally wrote the words for that. So big round of applause for that one, right? The next song you heard after that, Crimson and Clover, Tommy James and the Shondells. For those of you in the know, you probably realize there's a longer version of that song that's out there. Definitely not radio friendly unless you are a radio DJ that needs to move your car or put money in the meter. And that song is special to me because back in eighth grade, sometime in the late 90s, we had our eighth grade final dance of the year, and I was not digging any of that 90s music. It was all Spice Girls and Britney Spears, and it was horrible. And I walked up to the DJ, and I saw that he had all these CDs, you know, because that was the time of CDs. And I noticed he had Crimson and Clover, and I was like, "Can you please play that?" So, of course, he looked at me weird and played it, and it completely cleared out the gym. So I do feel proud for that moment. I completely cleared out the gym. The teachers probably thanked me immensely because I'm sure they wanted to go home. The song right after that was Ooh Child by the Five Stair Steps. Now this song here is kind of like one of those sleeper hit songs where you're like, "Oh yeah, I know this one. This is a good one." 16th note patterns on that hi-hat and on those cymbals on that drum set. Little music geekery. But for me, this song has always magically appeared on whatever radio I'm listening to, whether it's satellite, terrestrial, even if I jump in a friend's car. It always plays right at usually a pinnacle moment in my life where things are either just coming out of a bad spell or I can expect some really good news. And I'm just happy to say, like, the last week or so, I've heard it like 3 or 4 times in different places. So I love this song. The song directly following that was Time Won't Let Me by The Outsiders. who I originally thought were a Boston group due to a performance video where they were playing in front of a giant vat of Boston baked beans. And, I mean, if you're not from Boston, that's kind of one of the taglines. But when you really do move to Boston and you're going to Berkeley and you realize it's not baked beans, baby, it's the Red Sox. Come on. And I just love this song because it's just like the perfect pop package. And the band name is awesome because you know it was definitely inspired by that S.E. Hinton book that we all had to read in 8th grade. So Time Won't Let Me is definitely one of my top favorites. And then finally, I had to play something from New Jersey that wasn't Bruce Springsteen because I'm originally from New Jersey. And Springsteen is the Lord here for some reason. I guess he's the only guy that got out but then came back. So naturally, we have to play Brandy, You're a Fine Girl from Looking Glass, right? All local guys from Rutgers University in New Jersey. You know, I could just picture the smoky bars, the clubs down over on College Ave, Easton Avenue. You know, it's pretty much, it was the same all the way up through the 90s down in New Brunswick. But these guys getting together, playing this music, and then somehow, you know, getting this top 10 hit. Where everybody's pretty much obsessed with the song and the name Brandy. I mean, I know off the top of my head at least 5 pit bulls with the name Brandy. And I don't think that's a coincidence. And I know maybe twice as many girls with the name Brandy. Think about it, you know? You could name your child whatever you want, but there's nothing like naming her after a top hit song from the golden era of music, right? So I've been Jenny Cat. I am so happy to have brought you these 5 songs of wonder, of magic. I'm so happy that you went on this journey with me. And, you know, stick around, listen to more music, support your station, support the people that support you, and keep living life to the fullest.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
I can tell by the look on your face. listen to the music played by the DJ on the radio. The Cokes are in the icebox, popcorn's on the table. Me and my baby, we're out here on the floor. So Mr. DJ, keep those records playing, 'cause I'm having such a good time dancing with my baby. Everybody's swinging, Sally's doing that twist now. If you take requests, I got a few for you. Play that song called Soul Twist. Play that one called I Know. Don't forget the mashed potatoes. No other songs will do. Let me tell you, Mr. DJ, keep those records playing, 'cause I'm having such a good time dancing with my baby, having a party. Yeah. Everybody's swinging. Oh, we're dancing to the music. Yeah. On the radio. Oh, we're having a party. Man, everybody's swinging. We're dancing to the music. Yeah. On the radio. Tell them one more time. We are having a party. Yeah.
Is Replacement from Linnea's Garden, and you can find it on her EP Nowhere Friday Nights on Red Records. So make sure you check that out. And a big thank you to Linnea and Justine for allowing just the ittiest, bittiest, tiny edit in there so that I could play that song on the show, this week's show, and I didn't have the FCC coming down and banging on my door to take me away. But Replacement from Nowhere Friday Nights, so check that out. But we started things off with some Black Light Medusa, because I have to thank Jenny Cat for this week's guest DJ. And as I sometimes usually do, if I have another song by the guest DJ, I'll play it. And we just heard Don't Want to Be Your Baby from Black Light Medusa. I believe it's 2019, and you can get that off of Mooncat Party Records. Because that's how we pronounce it here, Mooncat Party Records. Everybody else says it incorrectly. Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes with Love on the Wrong Side of Town, that you can get off of his album This Time It's For Real. Song written by Bruce Springsteen and Steven Van Zandt, came out in 1977. And you have to play, if you're going to play some Southside Johnny, somehow or another you got to play Having a Party. So we played the original version of Having a Party by Sam Cooke, which came out in 1962. Followed up with some Major Lance with Monkey Time, single that came off of the OK label back in 1963, and the song actually made it to number 8 in the top Billboard charts of 1963. Again, big thank you for Jenny Cat for being this week's guest DJ. Hopefully you enjoyed her selections. Who knows who may the next guest DJs might be coming up? Who knows? So let's get back to the music. I'm Chris. This is WMFO Memphis 91.5 FM.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. And they all have one thing in common. Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard, that's optional. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Little party's just beginning.
Thank you.
Well, and before you know it, we are out of time. 2 hours just flies by like that, doesn't it? It's been a while. It's been a little bit more than 2 hours trying to put the show together, I'll tell you that, though. Hey, we just finished up with some 4019s with Time Marches On, and that's off of their new LP, New Roaring 20s, that you can get off of Big Stir Records. It's late, what can I tell you? But we started things off with some Midnight Callers with State of Me, that you can get off of their new LP, Red Letter Glow, off of Gem Records. Did I say that you could get the 4019s off of Big Stir? Hopefully I did. I don't even know anymore. And in between, we had Whammy Kiss by the B-52s that you can get off of their LP, Whammy, from Warner Brothers, released back in 1982. Wow, I just had some more songs to play, but unfortunately I can't get to them because, the show's over. I don't know if I've spoken about it, but if you could check out the Strike the Box Radio Show page or group on Facebook, just type in, when you go to Facebook, just type in Strike the Box or WMFO Strike the Box, and hopefully you'll be able to find it that way, the page and the group. I'm hearing that, unfortunately, we won't be able to get back into the studio for the summer season, so keep your fingers crossed for the fall. In June, it'll be the 20th anniversary of Strike the Box. So we'll have to do something special when that date comes. I should be back here in 2 weeks. Hopefully you've enjoyed, the show and you're enjoying this week, because I know I'm on vacation, away, and hopefully I am enjoying this because I'm recording this on Cinco de Mayo, even though it's going to be played on the 13th, 17th. Today's the 5th, tomorrow's the 6th, so today must be May 13th. I've lost my mind, folks. Hey, take care, everybody. We'll talk to you again in 2 weeks. I'm Chris, this is Strike the Box, WMFO and Miffin 91.5 FM. Bye-bye, everybody. Take care.